investigator on this case.
And he found the glove.
And he found the glove. And from that point on and everything else, first we knew the evidence was tainted. But when this guy got involved and inserted himself into this whole case, it really, really, really got out of hand. And I got to tell you that it tainted pretty much everything. And so a jury could really look at that and see.
Have you ever had a bigger gift fall in your lap than that in the middle of a trial where all of a sudden you find out that the guy who has the most incriminating piece of evidence also is on tape saying he wants to kill black people?
No, never in my life. It was as though that you couldn't believe that all of a sudden this came and it just fell really in our lap. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. You know, it was almost like divine intervention. When I went and got those tapes, it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. So then we had, of course, Henry Lee saying this evidence was tampered with, that something was wrong with it. It was an amazing thing. I've never seen anything quite like it.
We're visiting with Johnny Cochran here on the P1 Wild Ass Circus on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Now, along those same lines, what was the reaction when you guys realized that Philip Van Adder had taken the blood samples from O.J. and put them in his pocket and walked them around the crime scenes before he took them to the lab? That is what happened, right?
That's exactly right. We couldn't believe it. We asked him, I said, wait a minute, weren't you supposed to take that blood like a couple of floors down and deposit it in a refrigerator there? Yeah, I was, but I thought I'd better meet the crook. I'd meet the guy I was going to hand it to. I knew I'd see him at the scene. It didn't make any sense, especially when we found out later that there was this EDTA substance, the blood preservative, in the blood on the back gate. But you don't bleed preservative, you know, in the back gate, as you might imagine.
Yes.
It was fraught with all kind of things, and you know, it would take someone who really watched every day to know some of these things as they're being recalled now. I'm thinking about
the blood on the back gate inspired one of my favorite lines from the trial, which was where Barry Sheck was saying, where is it, Mr. Fong?
Yeah, where is that, Mr. Fong? What about that, Mr. Fong?
So, Johnny, do you get a kick out of seeing that Mark Furman's parlayed his infamy into a new lifestyle, writing books and commenting on other court cases?
It's an amazing thing. I mean, the redemptive power of life in America. Yeah, this is an amazing thing because, you know, some of the things he said, I mean, it's hard for a guy to make a comeback, you know? Some of the things he said, if you could hear those tapes, which are still under seal, they are chilling. They are absolutely chilling. I'm telling you that. And that's the thing that I think is so unbelievable. But he's made this comeback. Dominic Dunn has kind of taken him under his wing.
This is Johnny Cochran joining us on the P1 Wild Ass Circus on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, talking to him about his new book, A Lawyer's Life, which is out now. Johnny, I bought the video that O.J. put out, where it was where he wanted to tell his version of the story, and it was sort of the tour of his home, and he was explaining things. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
And I guess that got me on some sort of list, because I got a call about a month or two later from someone that was selling some O.J. autographed items, I guess, to help offset court costs. One of the things they were offering me was an autographed picture of you and O.J. where you had both signed the picture. How was that idea presented to you?
It wasn't. In fact, I remember signing that early on, and I'm not sure they ever presented. You know, I did not know that was. This was sometime after the trial, too, right?
Yeah.
I'd signed that earlier. He had a guy, a memorabilia guy. But no, I was not. I wasn't part of that at all. I'm sure that they got my permission to do the picture with them. I didn't know how it was used after that, quite frankly.
Yeah, I was offered that.
I suppose I needed a lawyer, I suppose, at that point.
I was offered that or a golf ball that O.J. would autograph to me from the country club that kicked him out. Literally, I was.
That's amazing. I wasn't part of that. But I remember I did sign that with him at the time. This was actually during the trial, right after the trial, as I recall.
This is Johnny Cochran on the P1 Wild Ass Circus on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Johnny, was it ever discussed that, I guess I have a two-part question. How much input day-to-day would O.J. have on what was going on? And was there any discussion ever of him testifying?
Oh, yeah. Well, let me take the last part. Yes, we fully intended that he probably would testify when the trial first started. We thought he always maintained his innocence, and we thought he'd be a pretty good witness. The problem was when Darden did the glove demonstration, he really didn't have to at that point, it seemed, because it wasn't testimony, but it was a form of that, because he was right there holding up. He said, we'll have him hold a pen. Everything that happened just got worse for the prosecution, and we thought it really wasn't necessary after that, quite frankly. And so there was a lot of discussion and a lot of preparation for him testifying. And we really thought he would have, if it had been necessary, would have. You may remember that we had to end that trial because we were losing jurors. We had 24 jurors. We were down to, 14. And the one guy on the jury wanted to leave. The case wasn't over by the end of September. He was sick of it. It was a year involved, so we figured we had to end it. So we made some ill-calculated risk, and one of them was that he didn't have to testify. That would have prolonged it for a real long time. And probably was, in hindsight, probably a good decision. And that's what we did.
Johnny, I have a question. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I may have misheard this or not. I thought I heard a quote from you where you stated you thought O.J. was 90%. You were 90% sure that he was innocent. Is that correct, first off?
Right. Somebody asked me what did I think.
Okay.
What percentage. I said, 100%. I said, I feel at least 90% innocent. And I said, the only reason I say that is because I wasn't there that night.
Right.
You know?
What
I wasn't backing off anything, you know.
What would your reaction be? And this is, you know, complete supposition. What would you think if 10, 20 years from now, some definitive proof came out that maybe a videotape, I don't know, anything like that, came out that pretty much proved that he did do what he was accused of. I mean, given that you're a lawyer and your main job is not to believe whether whether he's innocent or not, what would your reaction be to that?
I'd be real disappointed because, I mean, he would have lied to us totally, and I think I'd be very disappointed.
This is Johnny Cochran joining us on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket on the P1 Wild Ass Circus. Big Dick Hunter with Roddy Hayton-Walt and Jason, our P1 guest host. Now, Johnny, along those lines, Alan Dershowitz once told me that only one of his clients had ever admitted to him that he was guilty. And he didn't tell me who it was, but he told me it was not O.J.
Right.
I think a lot of people don't realize, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, but Are your clients in the habit of telling you whether or not they're guilty or innocent, or would you rather not know?
Very rarely do they ever. Only about 10% of the cases go to trial.
Mm-hmm.
And very rarely is a client who's going to go to trial ever say that. I mean, if they did, you'd say, okay, I want to work out the best deal I could. Because once they say that, you cannot then put witnesses on that stand because you'd be suborning perjury.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no. So you're very limited. Very rarely does that ever happen.
All right, Johnny Cochran visiting us here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Johnny, what about O.J.'s civil trial? Could he, I mean, you obviously watched from the sidelines there. Could he have won that?
You know, I think, it's hard to say. We weren't part of that team. I'm not criticizing anybody, but I think it was a far different team, a different judge, a very different evidence that was allowed in there, a lot of stuff that we were able to bring in they never brought in. So it's hard to say. I mean, I think you perhaps could have. It was in Santa Monica. You had a different jury. Different makeup. It was just a whole different thing. I mean, they had gone to school on our case, clearly, and it was going to be a different time.
Johnny, do you keep any relationship going? And I'm sorry to pelt you with O.J. questions. Do you keep any sort of contact with him now, or were you just his lawyer and that's it?
Well, I was just his lawyer, but I was in Miami for the Roy Jones fight, I think, last year, and I saw him. I saw him at the fight, got a chance to talk to him briefly. And, talk to him at that time. So, you know, we've talked just briefly.
Now, what about Marcia Clark? I know that's a funny question, but...
I haven't seen Marcia. You know, she stopped practicing law. I don't see her anymore. I see Chris Jordan occasionally when I'm in L.A.
Johnny Cochran, before we let you go, can you do your rap for us that you did at the end of the O.J. trial?
Well, I said something like, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Oh, that was something. I remember it. I remember seeing it live when it happened. It doesn't fit. All right.
Nice to be with you guys, huh?
Mr. Cochran, thank you for joining us. That is Johnny Cochran. He's got a new book out called A Lawyer's Life. All right. There goes Johnny Cochran. Thought it would be appropriate for us to revisit that. Man, I was a junkie for that O.J. stuff. Back when it happened.
Mesmerizing.
Yeah, I was.
I think it had something to do with the job I was doing at the time, but I mean, because I could have a TV in front of me and just morning to night, every day, I'd
watch
that. I think
it was the start of reality TV.
Yeah, you know, that's an excellent observation. It really kind of was. It predated reality TV, but that's exactly what it was. Well, let's do this. Coming up next, O.J. did a live interview with Catherine Cryer of Court TV last week. It's the only live interview that he did, marking the 10th anniversary of this double homicide. And we pulled a couple of cuts from that to listen to next, and we'll discuss our takes on it on the P1 Wild Ass Circus on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.